Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So, good morning. Hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us as always. Now, yesterday, and we were able to close out a couple of decent trades this morning. So we're ticking away quite nicely, even though, these markets are trying to deal with an awful lot of data, and there's a huge amount of uncertainty out there. So very much trades yesterday were around $1, and prices moved from resistance in our case to support levels really quite nicely. So they were nice, good technical trades. And we're still in one more. We're still in the S&P 500 to the upside. We're very likely to be booking in profit on the trade. It just depends how much profit are we going to sort of hold out and wait until we actually hit our take profit on the trade, or will prices roll over prior to hitting that take profit level. So we're going to be taking profits. We're just going to give this market a little bit more time. Okay, so look, a good day yesterday. Again, we were needing to be patient. There was some good technical moves in these markets, and we had to wait for our entries and be patient on those trades. And it just shows the importance of being firstly deliberate in your decision making, so we know exactly what trades we were looking to take. In fact, there was another trade in the dollar yen, which we were also looking to get into that, but we'll show you the differences how the euro dollar, pound dollar, and dollar yen all broke out and started to reverse. Whereas the euro dollar and the pound dollar was able to pull back, the dollar yen was not able to pull back. So it just kept going and going, 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 going. So yeah, difficult one, not really a decent technical trade to get into. So it just shows you can't sort of, you're not able to grab all of them. But if you can grab some of them most of the time, then that's what trading is all about. So yeah, a good day yesterday. A good week last week again, just sort of continuing to just really focus on certain opportunities at certain times. So let's get in and see what we have today for you. So we'll start, of course, with our risk warning. As always, be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. All profitable trades need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, risk management, along with how to manage each trade, and trading psychology, all very important features that we should consider. We address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Okay, so that's the introduction taken care of. So let's have a look at some potential market moving news. So for this, we'll use Forex Factory. I suppose it's worth commenting on the fact that the governor of the Bank of Japan yesterday, in the early hours of yesterday morning, suggested that inflation is pretty much where the BOJ are aiming for, which, as you see below, core CPI is actually coming in slightly above. Previously 2.2, 2.4. They're looking for the CPI number to be around the 2% mark, but they're comfortable with the core CPI number being at 2.3, 2.4. So, with the BOJ happy with where inflation is currently sitting, yes, they have concerns. Yes, they have concerns around uncertainty, global uncertainty, and there's some issues being raised on the long end of these Japanese government bonds, like we've been seeing as well in the US and other jurisdictions. And that's really underpins a lot of the uncertainty that is clearly unfolding. So, with all of that in mind, the BOJ are beginning to consider rate hikes. So they're currently at 0.5, and that is an environment in which the yen might finally start to strengthen more consistently over time. So we'll continue to have a look for some yen strength. The other interesting bit of news event yesterday was durable goods orders. So if you remember, there was this pull forward in April because of all the tariffs. There was a, you know, greater number of durable goods orders because this deadline where the prices were going to go up was about to kick in. So you can imagine if you were ordering, you'd order in significantly more prior to that deadline, that tariff deadline. So last month, it caused this durable goods order to distort to the upside. This time, it's swung back the other way. So the chart is really quite useful to see. So big swing to the upside with this pull forward. And then this month now, certainly less purchasing, less durable goods orders in the pipeline month on month. So not ultimately too surprised to see that. But I suppose the actual number itself is a little bit better than what the markets were expecting. So yes, the negative number, not as bad as the market was expecting. And there was going to be some sort of reversal like we've seen this month. I suppose the bigger question really is, where do these durable goods orders go from here? Is this like the beginning of a series of months where these orders are getting hammered and we get significant weakness coming through? These are month-on-month numbers. So as you can see, it's been pretty much up and down quite significantly. The next date of note as far as Donald Trump and his tariffs are concerned would be the 9th of July. So just a few things to bear in mind there. A few central bankers as well. So now today we've had a 25 basis point rate cut from the RBNZ. So I'll show you the, there we go. On the top left-hand side here, we've got central bank rates. So we've got the Fed at the top of the pile at 4.5. Right at the bottom, we've got the Swiss central bank down at 0.25. They're the first ones to bring that interest rate right the way back to pretty much zero. It'd be interesting to see how many of these other central banks will be able to do that. The BOJ, less than 50% or 0.5%, should I say. And this is likely to increase, perhaps not in the next meeting. I don't think there's an expectation that these rates will go up that early. But and when we do get the BOJ raising rates, we would certainly be leaning into that yen strength trade, which we've been talking about for a couple of years, and it's always been sort of fended off and battered away almost. So the RBNZ bringing rates down now to 3.25. And when a central bank cuts rates, you'd expect it to have a negative impact on the currency. Now, the problem with that is the dollar is having, apart from yesterday and Monday, it's having a pretty bad time. There is this sell America theme, maybe, or narrative that we should be mindful of. So that kind of offsets some of these rate cuts. So later on today, we really have the FOMC meeting minutes. There's bank holiday across a few areas of Europe tomorrow. So perhaps a bit of a quiet morning. We've got GDP numbers now expected to look a little bit on the weaker side. That's the expectation for this quarter. Unemployment claims, anything around 220, 230 is fine. 229, no major problem there. And price index quarter on quarter seems pretty high as well. So an eventful afternoon bit of a quiet morning, potentially eventful afternoon. We've got a few central bankers in there, crude oil inventories, and let's see how we get on. And then Friday, we're going to finish off with core PCE numbers. There's prelim German prelim CPI numbers in there as well, minus 0.1. A pretty flat inflation, which could probably lean into the ECB continuing to cut if they see fit. So look, there's a few things to just be mindful of. The rest of today, it's not a huge amount of huge interest. This evening at 7 p.m. FOMC meeting minutes might cause a bit of volatility. Just a quick word on bond yields. They're just sort of meandering really a little bit below the recent highs, which is interesting because they're not lowering like you would probably expect them to lower. So the 2-year, we are sorry there, guys. Apologies. I just got disconnected there very briefly. We're just bringing down the 2-year is just below that 4%, and the 10-year is just below that 4.5%, and the 30-year is actually just below the 5% level. So, but we're only just a few ticks away from those important levels, and if they start to rally again, you know, we'd expect a further wave of caution and concern. For now, things are pretty good. So just from a technical perspective then, if I bring up our... So look, this is all still pretty relevant, which was our structural failure trade to the downside for the euro dollar. We rallied lower. We were down at these levels. We said, look, let's be patient, wait for the pullback. We got the pullback, we're able to trigger the pullback, and then we got our nice move down into support at the 1,1300. So really good technical trade. Exact same dynamics for the pound dollar. Structural failure trade to the downside. Again, like the euro dollar, got that pullback, and then we got the two extended legs down to the 1,3468 or the 1,3470. I think it was our take profit. So you can see we had the same upside move. These have slightly shifted just a little bit. So we were looking for this little pullback and then extension. So let me yesterday we were in exactly the same boat as the euro dollar. This price had broken out above these levels, which is what we were looking for, but we were always looking for a little bit of a pullback, like we saw in here, for the pound as well. We didn't get it. We just kept rallying up to the resistance level where we'd be taking profit. So you can see how we can sometimes know exactly what we want to trade. Sometimes we just don't get the opportunity to pull the trigger on that trade. The next trade, or the last one that we're in, is with the S&P 500. Looking for, see if we make new highs. It's a trade that's worth perhaps certainly looking at in a little bit more detail. It's currently in the process of pulling back. We'll see if there's enough impetus really to see the US indices actually make that progress, because we wouldn't be overly confident that we'll make new highs in these indice markets. So we'll have a look at these in a little bit more detail. Let's look at them on the daily time frame. Okay, so look, when you get a double top, or you get a lower high and you get that reversal, this is kind of the price action that you'd be looking out for, where you're not breaking above yesterday's high and you're beginning to look like you're rolling over to the downside. And the problem with this trade is, you know, we could be making new lows pretty soon. We're happy to buy. We're also very happy to get out of this trade as well. We're just looking for the catalyst for some further selling. And it might be like things like GDP numbers. Might be the FOMC meeting minutes this evening, perhaps. Maybe growth numbers. GDP numbers, inflation numbers, job numbers. You know, there could be a little shock or a bit of panic somewhere within that. It's just at the moment, a lot of those major data points are looking relatively strong. We would suggest that there would have to be some sort of negative impact on the US economy as a result of all this uncertainty, Trump doing what he's doing, you know, chopping and changing his mind all the time, attacking universities and the big, beautiful tax bill, which absolutely does, you know, support certain sectors or cohorts of the US economy. And then doesn't really positively impact large sections of the US economy, if we can probably put it like that. But I suppose it's pointless actually making firm judgments on the bill, because it's now in the Senate and that might be chopped up into all sorts of different things. So we really have to wait and see how this thing comes back. And then we could probably look into it in a little bit more detail. Right. So not too much clarity in these markets so far. We are comfortable selling these markets. One thing that's worth looking at is the fact that NVIDIA corporate earnings is due out later on today, and that's going to be a significant one. Significant weakness. Right, so yesterday we actually got a really sizable rally yesterday in markets like the DAX. So that's an interesting move. And the CAC as well. You see no real reaction in the CAC. It's interesting to see so much selling with the Nikkei. Commodities. This has given us an opportunity to start buying gold again. It's not a great opportunity. It doesn't look fantastic. Again, we wanted to back off crude oil for good reason. Even yesterday's potential to make new lows is kind of reversed a little bit, so no major surprise there. And then just looking at the yen pairs, so we would like the opportunity to start selling. We might get that pretty soon, just clearly not now. So this is a really nice sort of breakout of this range down in here. So, you know, that's your descending. That's when you're looking for the yen strength, looking for opportunities there. Until it moves sideways at the lows, actually making new lows prior to reversing, which is always an interesting dynamic to experience. But then you get the breakout. We were looking for a pullback in this trade and we just didn't get one all day long. It just kept rallying higher. And now we're sort of sitting sideways up at these higher levels. So we like the yen, potentially to the downside, it's going to be a case of when should we trade the yen? Doesn't appear to be now. So there is support levels coming through these lines, which is why our take profit was at the 1,300. We're now back to the 1,300. Is there an opportunity to maybe start buying? We're kind of in the middle of nowhere, really. We didn't fully come back. It's probably a little bit more downside, but it's just pivoting in midair now. So this was our target, 34.70, and we rallied just down to that level. You see, we probably have a short term expectation for further downside in dollar yen, in the pound dollar. Yeah, yesterday we got some dollar strength. Could we get some dollar weakness today? It's certainly on the cards. We've kind of pulled back into strong support now. I think keeping options open wouldn't be a bad idea today. The Aussie dollar, yeah, it's quite a messy backdrop there. And we're in a long-term little sideways pattern. Interesting to see the New Zealand dollar strengthen off the back of a 25 basis point rate cut. And you often experience this when you have a race to the bottom for these central bankers. They're all trying to cut at the same time. If all central banks were at higher levels and it was just the New Zealand central bank were the only ones cutting, you'd probably see the New Zealand dollar sell off very, very aggressively. But because all other central banks are also cutting at various different times, especially we've had 4 basis point rate cuts from the Fed already. We were at 5.5. We're now at 4.5. Now we've had 3, didn't we? 50 and 225s. And with more potentially in the pipeline. So, and there's this sell dollar dynamic playing out. So we don't want to trade into that buy dollar dynamic too much. We're able to do it yesterday because we had a really good setup to do it. So what's our trade plan for today? Well, I've kind of alluded to the fact that we've got mixed. Yesterday, slightly more risk on. Today, so short-term selling gold below the 33.20. Let's have a look at gold again. Yeah. 33.20. So look, we did get in line with the dollar strength trade. We did get some gold. We did get down to, let's see what price we got down to. Yeah, 32.84. So we weren't able to, there's a $40 move there. It was a trade that we liked the look of, especially during a period of dollar strength. We could easily look to sell gold. The risk in the trade is always a little bit higher, and it's quite a volatile. We just decided to actually stick with the dollar itself rather than getting involved in the trade. But the trade is the same trade. They're highly correlated. So where do these go from here? That's going to be the next big question for us. Okay, so trade plan. So mixed market conditions, a huge amount of uncertainty prevails. Do we have a gold trade? Do we have a strong feeling about the indices of the dollar? Okay. Just something as straightforward as just wanting to keep all options open today is not a bad position to take sometimes. We can be patiently active, which is what I'm suggesting we'll do. We'll look for the opportunities. We'll assess the volatility, and we keep our ears to the ground in terms of the next narrative that's likely to drive these markets. Yesterday, it was about a stronger dollar. That was the focus of the trade and a bit of a risk-on market dynamic. And today, now that's seemingly it's kind of shifted. So we don't want to belligerently continue to buy the indices and to sell the dollar if you don't really have a decent setup to do so. So we'll call it as it is. It's not the most breathtaking trade plan we've ever come across, but it is as we see it. And keeping those options open, meaning, okay, if the dollar weakens aggressively and we have a particular narrative, then there could be further opportunities to buy the US dollar. If it bounces off those strong levels of support, which is where we had our take profits yesterday, and there seems to be a bit of weaker sentiment around the US dollar, then we'd be quite happy buying the euro dollar and the pound dollar and reversing yesterday's decisions. So if we go into a trading session and we keep our options open, it just gives us the flexibility really to decide whether we're buyers or sellers. And at this point in time, it's a difficult one to call, and there's not really a huge amount that can influence our decision making just yet. So it's better to be safer than sorry, especially with a few winning trades yesterday. The last thing you want to do is to get into two or three sort of slightly dubious trades, which might work, might not, and you eat into yesterday's profits, and you know, all of a sudden you could actually be down in your P&L. So look, if we can be patient, that's probably the best thing to do at this point in proceedings. Right, and guys, listen, I'm conscious of the time. I'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. Yesterday's rally was a little bit more around sort of a bit of AI relief, and we're going to look a lot. We're going to look carefully at NVIDIA shortly, because the numbers coming out of NVIDIA tonight, they look quite impactful. So this risk on trade could be back on track, you know, pretty quickly. So let's wait and see. Okay, on that note, listen, thanks for joining us. As always, take care of yourselves. And those of you that are joining us for the European session, we'll see you there momentarily. For everyone here, take care. Speak to you soon. Bye for now. My pleasure as always, guys. Bye-bye.